Hi, y'all. This is Kristen Chenoweth.
Hi, I'm Gloria Stefan.
This is Sarah Bareilles.
Hi, I'm Patti LuPone.
This is Lin-Manuel Miranda. You're listening to the Broadway Podcast Network.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
Hello, beautiful people. Welcome to The Art of Kindness, where we have compassionate conversations with artists from all areas of the entertainment industry who are using their voice to spread joy and make this big spinning planet in the sky a better place to be. I'm Robert Peter Paul, and I'm so glad you're here. Hello, listeners. I hope this episode finds you as well as can be. I feel so electrified from last night. Team AOK attended I Put a Spell on You, an incredible Hocus Pocus themed concert party at Sony Hall in the Theater District of New York City. The event was created by our last podcast guest, Jay Armstrong Johnson. Go give it a listen if you have not already. And raised money for the amazing organization, Broadway Cares Equity Fights AIDS. If you've ever attended a Broadway show and seen a cast member waiting at the door with a big red bucket asking for donations, you've encountered Broadway Cares Equity Fights AIDS. Proceeds from I Put a Spell on You are going to help those affected by HIV and AIDS, COVID-19, and other critical illnesses plaguing our country. The nonprofit also works to provide meals, medication, emergency financial assistance, housing, counseling, and other services. Never fear, if you missed this spooktacular event, you can live stream it on October 30th at 7 p.m. Eastern Standard Time on Broadway On Demand. Proceeds will again go to BC/EFA.
I put a spell on you, and now you're mine. You can't stop the things I do, I ain't lying. Been 300 years, right down to the day. Now the witch is back, and there's hell to pay.
I had the privilege of working the red carpet at I Put a Spell on You with my special assistant, Cassie, and got to speak with some of the show's spooktacular participants, including the one and only Tony Award winner, Gavin Creel. Gavin Creel is a bona fide Broadway star, shining bright ever since he made his Broadway debut as Jimmy Smith in Thoroughly Modern Millie, for which he received a Tony nom, by the way. He then starred in Broadway productions of Hair, also got a Tony nom, Le Cage, She Loves Me, Waitress, and The Book of Mormon, which he also performed in on the West End and got an Olivier Award for. Gavin finally won a well-deserved, coveted Tony Award for his performance as Cornelius Hack in Hello, Dolly, starring Bette Midler. Ooh, Hocus Pocus connections! Most recently, Gavin has graced the star-studded cast of New York City Center Encore's critically acclaimed production of Into the Woods, starring as the wolf slash Rapunzel's prince. The celebrated production has transferred to Broadway and keeps getting extended. I had the privilege of seeing it, and Gavin and the cast totally nail it, so run, don't walk to see this, people! Gavin has shown on screen in TV shows like Ryan Murphy's American Horror Stories and the sweet movies Eloise at the Plaza and Eloise at Christmas Time, which Julie Andrews is also in! Mary Poppins connection, because Gavin was also in Mary Poppins on Broadway and Julie Andrews is Mary Poppins, okay? Of course, nothing makes Gavin shine brighter than the kindness he exudes. From co-founding Broadway Impact, the first and only grassroots organization to mobilize the nationwide theater community in support of marriage equality, to treating his castmates and crew with kindness, Gavin is truly a beacon of light. If you want to see more fun from our time together, follow us on social media at Art of Kindness Pod and at Rob Peter Paul.
Step into the world of power, loyalty, and luck.
I'm going to make him an offer he can't refuse.
With family, cannolis, and spins mean everything.
Now, you want to get mixed up in the family business.
Introducing The Godfather at ChumbaCasino.com. Test your luck in the shadowy world of The Godfather slot.
Someday, I will call upon you to do a service for me.
Play The Godfather now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Welcome to the family.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Now, without further ado, please enjoy the grand Gavin Creel. This is the Art of Kindness podcast. It's all about kindness.
And I love it.
Literally heard from so many people that you are the kindest person on Broadway.
Who said that? That's screwing up my street cred.
Oh, I'm so sorry. I'll take it back.
Tell them I'm bad. Tell them I'm really bad. Tonight, I'm really bad.
You're really bad, but also good at Into the Woods. You
Thanks.
Were so good at Into the Woods.
Thanks.
I just saw it, and you nailed it.
Thank you.
Oh, my gosh. You're good
He's
at everything.
He's a bit of a dick, so that's kind of fun. I love playing the bit of a douchebag dick,
yeah.
But I love those characters. They're so much fun
it's
to play.
It's always such a good time.
Yeah.
Well, we recently had Jay on the podcast, Jay Armstrong Johnson, who said you gave him his first like act of kindness on Broadway because you were in his first Broadway show, and he said it like changed his career.
Oh wow!
How you treated him, because it could have gone together either way.
It could have gone.
Company and hair, and you treated them with such kindness. And so I would love to know if you have an act of kindness on Broadway that you could share with us that you feel like someone has done to you recently that's kind of changed your day. Or
that's such a good question. I feel like there are little ones every day at my current job at Into the Woods. I would have to say, you know what pops into mind is the kindness of our, we call them our wonder studies.
Yeah.
They're the understudies. We have like 9 of them. Mm-hmm. And they have such grace and generosity being, you know, it's a hard job to sit and wait and go on and at such short notice. My understudy Jason went on at the 5 the other day when I got sent home because I got a bad COVID test. I didn't have COVID, thank God. But like the kindness and generosity that they show us as the people who are on stage every night, the support, the lack of ego, and then they get on stage and then you're like, oh, I hope you do well. And then they fucking slay on stage. You're like, oh, we have the best understudies on Broadway. I mean, all the understudies are amazing, but
yeah.
I don't know. It's not, I don't know if that's kindness or whatever, but the way in which they are generous to us really moves me.
Mm. Generosity is kindness. We had an understudy when we saw you guys. He was opposite you.
Who was it? Rapunzel's Prince?
Yes.
That would have been Jason.
Yeah.
Jason understudies me and Rapunzel's Prince.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah.
Both? He's amazing.
Oh, he's so good. He's so good.
Skip a beat. And the day we saw it too, you and Stephanie had like a little giggle fit.
Oh God. We have a giggle fit like the majority, over half the shows a week. Yeah, she just makes me laugh. Every night she does something different and I do something different. What was it that happened? Do you remember what happened? Where we were probably trying to kiss each other or something?
Yes, it was like right when you guys came back on after kissing or something, and you both couldn't. You held together, which is so hard.
Oh, we rarely do.
Yeah.
Like the first night we did it, I was gone her first week, and when I came back, I walked backwards, and we're making out. And she just drove me right into the stairs and just collapsed and like an asshole under the stairs. And we just laughed at each other. We're like, well, welcome to our relationship now.
It was like
brother.
My favorite part. I mean, the show was amazing, but
yeah.
I love when people
break. Those are those human moments.
Yeah, like on SNL or whatever.
Yeah. Try not to break. And
try
then
not
you break.
To break.
Yeah, yeah.
Well, I doubt you're going to break tonight.
Because, nope. You know, we're here to party down.
It's a great time.
Oh, it's going to be amazing.
How excited are you to
Very.
Break tonight?
Very. I'm really most proud of Jay. He's a friend of mine since we did Hair together in 2009, and just to see what he's made and how it continues to grow and what it's raising money for. Broadway Cares Equity Fights AIDS is the crown jewel of our industry. It raises money for the Entertainment Community Fund. It raises money for over 450 different, talk about kindness. It is the kindness center of our industry where we are giving back to help people in need, and the 450 different social service programs and AIDS homeless shelters and food pantries and AIDS clinics and a pandemic that is still ravaging the world. We think everything's just over and beyond. It's still killing people every day. And so I'm happy that we're here in fun, in kindness, in joy, in weirdness. We're all going to be looking like weird, a bunch of awesome.
Best.
It's the best. It's who we are.
I can't wait.
But then we're doing it for a good cause. So talk about kindness. There it is.
And you channeled that skeleton dude from Hocus Pocus, right?
Yeah.
I forget his name.
I don't know. Don't tell him. But I don't know the movie that well. I only saw like half of it once. Yeah.
Goodbye.
I was too old. It was like when I was in high school and it was like a kid's movie, and then
I forgive you.
People love it now. And
what about the sequel? Are you going to watch the sequel?
I haven't seen it yet. And now that I've worked with Bette, I think I will see the sequel because I love her so much.
Oh my God.
Yeah, we did Hello Dolly together.
Yes.
Yeah.
How was she? I heard she's
the greatest.
She's the greatest. But also like
she's
gets the best
the out of the hardest worker I've ever worked with. Mm. Truly.
Yeah.
Truly. Yeah.
Well, I don't want to hold you up. So
I would love
if we could just end with like a tangible kindness tip.
Yes.
Do you have anything to share that you think people can incorporate into their life?
It's a thing I'm trying to practice, and I try to tell everybody, is when you're doing a show, learn the crew's names. Learn every person's name. That's kind of, it sounds obvious, but oftentimes we get embarrassed after like the first 2 days of knowing them and not asking, and then we don't ask.
Yeah.
Embarrass yourself and ask them. I know we've known each other for 3 weeks. Can you tell me your name again? I'd say learn their name, because when I watch people's eyes, when you say something and then you go, oh, hey, Carl, and they look, and they're like, oh, dude, you know my name.
You know.
And then the next day they're like, hey, Gavin, how you doing?
Oh,
and it's like
so
the great, it's the greatest. That's how you start a relationship. So
yeah. That's so sweet.
That'd be my advice.
Thank you so much.
A
You're
pleasure.
Gonna kill tonight. It was
Thanks.
So nice to meet you.
Nice to meet you too.
Okay, round two. Name something that's not boring.
A laundry? Ooh, a book club. Computer solitaire, huh?
Ah, oh, sorry, we were looking for Chumba Casino. That's right, ChumbaCasino.com has over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. ChumbaCasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
This is your captain speaking. We've got clear runway and the weather's fine, but we're just going to circle up here a while and get lucky. No, no, nothing like that. It's just these cash prizes add up quick. So I suggest you sit back, keep your tray table upright, and start getting lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Hey, it's Leslie Odom Jr. here on the Broadway Podcast Network to tell you about the RISE Theater Directory, a program of Maestro Music. RISE is a national online resource designed to connect and empower backstage and administrative and creative theater professionals from underrepresented backgrounds. If you work or aspire to work in the theater community, this can help you find your next project. And if you hire theater professionals, search the RISE Theater Directory to find your next team. Create your profile now and get more information by visiting risetheater.org. That's theater with an RISETHEATRE.org. Because only together we rise.
Hello, it is Ryan, and I was on a flight the other day playing one of my favorite social spin slot games on ChumbaCasino.com. I looked over the person sitting next to me, and you know what they were doing? They were also playing Chumba Casino. Coincidence? I think not. Everybody's loving having fun with it. Chumba Casino is home to hundreds of casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere, even at 30,000 feet. So sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com to claim your free welcome bonus. That's ChumbaCasino.com and live the Chumba life.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.